This is an executive summary of 1031 Exchange versus Selling and Investing in Stocks, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Real estate investors who've built wealth through property sometimes consider a different path, selling, paying the tax, and investing the proceeds in stocks for diversification and liquidity. It's a reasonable question, should you keep your capital in tax-deferred real estate via 1031 exchanges, or diversify into the stock market? The answer involves real trade-offs. Selling real estate to buy stocks triggers the four-layer tax, which permanently reduces the capital you have to invest, a significant cost. Continued deferral through 1031 exchanges keeps the full capital compounding in real estate. But stocks offer diversification, liquidity, and a different return profile that real estate doesn't. So the decision weighs the tax cost of selling against the benefits of diversifying into equities. This guide compares the two paths, the cost of selling, tax drag versus deferral, risk and diversification, income differences, and when diversifying out of real estate makes sense. The first consideration is the immediate cost of selling real estate to buy stocks, the four-layer tax. When you sell appreciated investment property without exchanging, the gain faces federal capital gains, up to 20%, depreciation recapture, up to 25%, the 3.8% NIE, and state tax, often exceeding a third of the gain. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.